All right, Blazer, we're gonna do Chumash, okay? We'll do 4 days this week. Chumash.
Okay,
good. Okay? I don't have to appear anything. All right, we're up to Parshas. Parshas, Va'era, day four. We're up to...
Where is everybody? They're in Yemen. Yeah. They should start with Yemen and then go to the Hague.
Yeah.
They should knock them off.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol niyeh bedvaroi.
Okay.
I saw a picture. That was old. It's old news. That's old news.
Yeah, okay.
So what do they discuss?
Why did they have the meeting there?
Because he's very sick. He's not well, Rav Shmuel Kalman. He can't move. He had a stroke.
Did Balkia go to there too?
I assume he did. I don't know. They said they had him.
I didn't see him in the pictures.
Okay.
I didn't see him in the pictures.
So maybe he didn't go. He made a machal. It wasn't come to him. I don't think that's not his thing. You don't hear him here with that type of stuff. Is not where he makes his moves. That's not he makes his moves in other ways. He does. That's not his style. All right, let's learn. I don't know what do I care. Not my world. All right, let's go. We're over here. Vayipar, we saw you. I always say lama at doyeg al oilam sheina shaloi. Right. That's always the Gemara says lmocha at lmocha. Makes a difference, all these things for me. Anyone? All right, let's sit over here. Pasuk over here. Vayachru Mitzrayim. We're up to Vayachru Pasuk Chavdal. Pasuk Chavdal. Vayachru Mitzrayim. Chol Mitzrayim. They dug all of Egypt around the Yor, because they were unable to drink from the waters of the Yor. So what were they thinking over here? They're thinking now they're going to go dig new wells? They're going to go dig for new... Where are they going to find water? Well, this is a very mysterious pasuk. Rashi, there is no Rashi on this. The Targum, Vachafaru, they dug Kol Mitzray, Sachronus Nahara, around the river of Maya, water, Lemishte, Are lo yichilu Lemishte Mimaya Div Nahara. They were unable to drink from the waters of the Nahar. All right, now is there any comment on this? Over here, we are over here. There are some comments. Okay, let me go very quickly through the comments. The Loik Gnanitziv. Sheperish vayachbu lashon chipush, but vayachbu lanu es to spy out. The time of the imhoy lashon kiriyah hayitzach lemer vayachbu lohoitzi mayim. Okay, very interesting. Okay, Baruch Hashem, who's could I just for this now? When we titled vayachbu, it means to dig. This is what the Targum says. Vachafaru means to dig. Rashi is silent. So the Nitziv says that's not what it means. The Nitziv learns not like the Targum. How could the Nitziv? The Nitziv is a recent player in the game here, and the Nitziv is saying something not like what it says in the Targum. It means they searched. The spies went to search out, to spy on the land. So that's a whole different shot. They went and they were searching, looking for water around. Doesn't mean they took out a shovel to dig. It's very schwer to take a shovel to dig where you're going to find. There's no water. Where are you going to find water? There's no water. The only water in Egypt is the Nile. The Nile floods. So you have irrigation canals taking the flood water to the field. So you're going to dig? You got to be joking. What are you going to find when you dig? It's foolishness to dig. Maybe Taka, they were fools. Maybe that's what it means. It means that the Egyptians, they became tipshim. Just like you see in America. You see over here people that you think are wise. They're not so smart, after all. They're not so smart. So over here it says Vayachbaru over here. So it means they would search. They searched all of Egypt. They searched to find water. They didn't go dig. Digging is not going to solve the problem. That's an amazing pshat. And how does he know this the correct pshat? The way he knows is because if it really meant to dig, it should say the word lehoitzi. They should say in the pasuk, vayachru lehoitzi mayim. whenever you find the word digging, you find the next word to be lechotzi. And here in this pasuk, there is no word lechotzi. That's an indication that it does not mean to dig, because digging is always followed by the word lechotzi. Thus, it must mean here, vayachmu means that they searched. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chafei says, vayimolei shivas yomim, acharei hakois Hashem es hayar. 7 days were up. It was vayimolei. And what does it mean vayimolei? No, I'm not finished. I'm sorry. Let's go back. I'm sorry, I left out. They dug what they searched. And then it says, sachronus. What does it mean, the word sachronus? Sarachim sheba midbar, tirgim svivois suchor suchor. Wow, this is a very nice pshat. He says over here the word, it says the word sukhor. Where does it say the word sukhor? Okay, I don't know. It says somewhere else in Bamidbar, the word sivivois. So elsewhere, when it says where it's sivivois, the Targum translates the word, translates it as Sechor, Sechor. So there's a question. Why we have the word? The word is Sivivois. Elsewhere, the Targum, the very same Targum, Ungulus, translates the word Sivivois to mean Sechor, Sechor. And here the Targum translates the word Sivivois to mean the word Sachronus. Why is the Targum translating the same exact word differently in two different places? So here the commentator says an unbelievable pshat. And he says that whenever the word sivivois means 360 degrees, then you translate it sechor sechor. Whenever the word sivivois means anything less than 360 degrees, then you translate it sachronus. So the word sivivois, like we said in the morning today, a word in Hebrew is always depends on the context. Does the word sivivois mean a complete circle, or does it mean a partial circle? And the Targum is helping you. Here, when they went and they searched for water around the yard, doesn't mean they made a 360-degree circle around the yard. They just, in the vicinity of the yard, they were searching, they were digging, or they were searching. They didn't go make a circle around the yard. It's not even possible to do. That is why the translation is sachronus. But if what it says, I don't know, some other passage where it says sivivois, and there it means they made a 360-degree circle, then it would say the word sechor sechor. All right, now let's go, the next thing he says over here is mimaya div hanara. Okay, it's loiter gmapi apshat mehanar. From the waters of the, was it mimaya div loy? Wait, mimayo div nahara. So why is there a base here? It just said mimayo din nahara. Why is there a base? Vimke mashma kamosha kosta ibn Ezra, shirakamaim shabi or nebhuludom, vlemaim shaw you mitachas mitach mitch mit chias lorets. I know the word is. So what it says over here? Kilo yochlu l'shtois mi meimei ha-yor div nahara mi maya from the yor div nahara loy tir game al pi apshat mi maya din nahara v'im kei mashma k'mo shekosar b'nezun shirak hamayim she bi yor nebchul adam loy mayim shohayu mi tachyis l'aretz. Aha. Okay, so this is making sense now over here. So he's saying over here is a very important shot. Here's the question. The question over here is, it says over here, Vayachmu Chol Mitzrayim, it says Vayachmu, so either means they searched, like the Nitziv, or according to Targum, it says that they dug. Question. Here's the question. Were they successful? Were they successful in finding fresh water that was not contaminated? Doesn't say. All it says in Pasuk of Dalit is Vayachperu, Chol Mitzrayim, they dug. Let's learn now like the Targum, they dug. Sivivos Hayar, Mayim Lishtois, they dug. Because Kilo Yachlu Lishtois, Mei Hayar, because they were unable to drink from the waters of the Yar. So they dug. Were they successful? It doesn't say. So it seems over here that according to the commentator, there's a hint in the Targum that they were successful. Because the simple translation is Mimeimehayar means Mimeimaya Dinehar. It should say simply from the waters of the Yar, which means everything that there is about the Yar turned into blood. So if they could not drink from the waters of the Yar, and that includes everything about the Yar, then you can dig all you want. You can search all you want. It is an exercise of futility. You will find nothing. But if you learn, that when it says here in the Pasuk, you don't translate the word Mimeimehayar to mean Mimeimehayar. He translates over here Div Nahara. He adds a base. That means the only water that was contaminated. Okay, what's going on? Just give me 1 second. What's going on over here? Just calling over here, Kaufman. Could I take this? Liz, I want to take a call. Okay, give me 1 second, okay? Yeah. 1 second. It's be important. For me, at least. Talk to you. I thought that was someone else. When someone calls me on Zoom, almost no one calls me on Zoom. So I was texting someone very, very important today, and I saw it was a WhatsApp. So I thought it was him, but it wasn't. It was someone else because I didn't understand what was going on over here. My apologies to you. I wouldn't have taken this call.
So they usually last minute they call you to give a class?
No, he almost never calls me. He wanted me to go record. They call him at any time. They want me to go to Avenue L, go do something at 9 o'clock. I told him, no, get lost. I'm done with this already. I don't have care for this.
Maybe it's part of the art.
They have enough people. I'm not a slave. Maybe I am. Get lost. I'm very selfish. When I go to these things, I go with my own interest. The high-profile event, celebrities come. I go with my own interest. You go there. I'm telling you, you're like a macha. The guy that has the camera, he's in control. Everyone has to wait. The cameraman is like, oh, and it's live on television. Oh, it's like, oh, they have respect for you. They want to know what your name is. They want your telephone number. They want to contact you. Oh, I'm telling you, it's an illness.
The reason they want your phone number is to set you up for the
job. No, they don't want that. They don't even know. They have no idea. They don't even know. They couldn't care less.
Yes, they don't.
It's a bizarrion.
A
cameraman, I'm telling you, Mayor, a cameraman is like a nechoyis darga. I'm telling you, Mayor, you ruin your shidduch. You ruin your shidduch.
I was there, I'm telling you.
There where? Where were you there?
I was a cameraman.
Oh, you were a cameraman, that's how you got married. Your wife got you because you were a cameraman?
No, I can't tell you all the secrets.
Okay, we can talk about it. I'll tell you all the funny secrets over here. Okay, I can tell you all about the psychology of what goes on, behind the camera.
If you take a stick and you hit the yard and you make it into blood, that doesn't impress the girls. But if you're the cameraman, that works.
What impresses the girl is money. Money. You have a good job. A good provider.
You're right.
That's very impressive.
Very impressed by money, but if you
some girls, all girls.
Girl,
not true. A smart girl knows.
It is true.
Ain't kesef.
There are girls that are willing to eat straw and to get married.
No, they're not.
You heard what they just passed in the Rabbi Zilberstein and Eichel Stroll said? What
did he say?
That all, because there's so many older girls, we have to make shidduchim with chassidim and with svardim and with all other types of people. We don't have to stick only for lutvaks.
So that means that he holds the lutvaks higher than that.
You should know that's a...
We didn't talk about it.
It's a mixed marriage. It's never good. You should know... Believe me, if this trick worked, they would have done it a long time ago.
And if it's very hard to get people to accept it. It's very hard.
Okay.
Satmar accepts it. Even Lubavitch will accept it somewhat. If you go become a Lubavitcher. But
I have a friend who did like a mixed marriage. And now it's the next generation. He's already up to his grandchildren. It's very strange. I mean, it's very... I don't know anything about his marriage. I don't know my business. But like, it's like none of my business. Everyone should get married, halavai, and live happily ever after. Halavai, halavai, halavai. Okay, let's go right. Over here, you say Rebbe Chiddush. So here's the question. I think it's a good question. It says here in the pasuk, where you go, it's everyone the imposing. It says in pasuk Chaf Dalet. Here's a good mom. This is what we learned this year. This is what we come out and learn this year. We wouldn't learn this. Learn the words. You would never ever fathom to understand these things. Look what's going on over here. It says so. You asked them imposing. He asked them. Vayachvedu chol mitzrayim l'tzivus hayor mayim l'shtois ki lo yochlu l'shtois mimei hayor. Question, Mayor, were they successful? They dug around the tzivus hayor. Because they couldn't drink from the water of the yar. They dug. Question, simple question. Were they successful? Did they find water that they can drink? The pasuk doesn't say.
They found red water.
So that means you're saying that they were not successful. That's what you're saying. They failed.
They were successful. They found that the water was blood. Right, they were successful.
They were not successful. There was blood. Did they find, why were they digging? They were digging to find fresh, clean, uncontaminated water.
So that's why they were digging.
They were digging not to find water. There's plenty of bread water. There's plenty of blood water. They're digging to find fresh, clean water. That's why they're digging. That's Pashut. Question, were they successful? Did they find...
How do you know?
It doesn't say... I mean, how do you know? It says, Vayachbaru chol mitzrayim sivivayis hayar mayim lishtois. They dug. Because they couldn't drink the regular tap water.
But they didn't get it.
How do you know?
Because they had to go to the Jews.
The whole Egypt was so ignorant. The whole Egypt, they're so foolish to go. Once one guy started digging and there's no fresh water, the other guy's gonna also dig for fresh water. It says Vayachru.
Right. He thinks I'll have more luck. I'll find a better spot.
The whole Egypt is digging a seems like you are. And you're saying they're searching for fresh water, and I'm asking you a question.
They were stubborn.
Fine. So you, it is your opinion. It is your opinion that they were unsuccessful. The pasuk is telling you an activity of futility. Vayachbaru chol mitzrayim sviros hayar lishtois mayim lishtois. And it does not tell us if they were successful or not. And you, Mayor Appeldorf, are telling me that the pshat in the pasuk is it was an activity of futility. They were unsuccessful. Okay, very well. I don't know. I never thought about it. It never even entered my mind to pay attention to anything. Okay, along comes the Ma'at Sori, and he is medayek in one letter of the Targum. A letter, one single letter of the Targum to give you an answer to this question. And the answer is they were successful. What's the one letter? What's the one letter? Because it says here, Mimei Hayar. If you go and you look all over the entire Bible, the Chumash, I don't know the rules of grammar rules. The way you translate the word Mimei Hayar is Mimaya Dinahara. Dinahara. The water of the Nahar. That's how the Targum always translates the word the Yar, Dinahara. Why did the Targum here translate the word Mimaya Div Nahara? Why did he add a letter, a base, that he doesn't ordinarily say? So the Ma'atzari here says, you know why? Because when it says the words Mimaya, the Yar, does the Yar mean the essence of the Yar? The essence of the Yar, which here means the river. Or does it mean, it means the receptacle, the Nahar, not as its essence, in the portion of the Yar that is serving as a receptacle. L'may nafkamina, if the Yar itself, the Yar itself was not affected, the blood was only inside the part that's above the surface, that's visible. So when it says in the water that was in the part of the Yar that was a receptacle, but the essence of the Yar was not affected. So therefore, l'may nafkamina, if you dig a couple of inches down, then you're going to find water, clean, fresh water. Because the Yar doesn't just include the part that's above the surface, there's moisture and there's water that seeps deep, deep down below. So if you'll go and you'll drain the Yar, drain it, so there's nothing left in the area where it's flowing, you'll dam it, you'll put a dam, you'll stop the flow, and then you'll clean it out, and then you'll dig, so you're going to get to a portion of the Yar that was not affected, where the water seeped, and you'll find fresh water. But if you learn the word Yar means the essence of the Yar, which means every thing that is shaykh to the Yar turned into blood, then you're wasting your time digging. So the fact that the Targum added the letter Beis, I'm not familiar with the nuances of Unkelis, but it sounds like that the fact that it says Mimaya Divinahara, the water that was in the Yar, not the water of the Yar. Mimimei Hayar means the water of the Yar. Divinahara means the water that was in the Nahar, but the Nahar itself was not affected. So if you'll dig deep into the Nahar, then you'll find fresh water. So according to what the Ma'atzari is medaktik in one letter in Unkelis, they were successful. This was not a waste of time. Vayachperu, they dug or they searched. Chol Mitzrayim Sivivos HaYar. Not the Yar itself. The Sivivos HaYar, Mayim Lishos, Kilo Yochlu. And they were successful. Kilo Yochlu Lishdois Mimei HaYar Targum. They were unable to drink from Mimaya Div Nahara. That was in the receptacle area of the, but the Yar itself was not affected. You hear the Var Meir?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the godless, the appreciator here, what it says in the Targum. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. Now we go to pasuk Chafei. Vayimolei Shiva. So we learned over here three chidushim we learned over here today. Skedai to come here today. Three chidushim. One pasuk. Vayachberu machloikis the nitziv and unkelis. How can you say machloikis the nitziv? Unkelis the nitziv is a goyin sheba goyinim, but the nitziv is not a is a modern guy. Okay, Bar Ilan, right? Who comes? There is who are the two brothers? Bar, he changed his name. Wait, I'm all confused over here. Bar
Berlin.
Rav Chaim Berlin had a brother, and he changed his name to Bar Ilan, something like that. I think because it was
not his son.
I don't know. Rav Chaim had two sons. Rav Chaim, I think, had two sons. I don't know. One of them had two wives. One of them, the wife died, something happened, they had two wives. So one son was from the first
Meir
wife.
Meir Bar Ilan. His name was Meir Bar Ilan.
And he was the what? The brother of who was his brother?
That's it, no?
No, I think later. I don't know. I think there were two wives. One of them died, so he said that the reason why I became modern and changed my name was because his mother, the first wife, she sat home, she was a housewife. And she sat home the whole day and raised the children. She taught them Torah. She raised the children. The second wife, she went to university. She was busy the whole day with intellectual pursuits. So she didn't raise me. So I went out into the streets. And I got busy with all these other mishigasim. So I became modern. He said about himself. He said, I think he said, I don't remember the whole story. It's a very funny story. I don't know if it was said as a joke or it was said seriously. It was a long time ago. He had these things. Probably heard from Rakefet. That's top typical him to talk like that. How is he doing, Rakefet? How is he doing? Mary, listen to him.
Okay.
You listen to him still?
Yeah, but I'm behind. I didn't start January.
I'm the one that introduced you to him, correct?
I don't know.
I told you about him. And you became his biggest chassid. You ever send him emails? So he says over on the shir, Yechidushim?
I did, you too.
So do it again. You get a kick out of it. Okay. Get him all worked up.
I sent an email and I signed it to Mara Appledore.
Okay, he's a funny guy. I hope he's okay.
You know he's fine. He just had a birthday not long ago.
What is he, 100 years old?
85,
84. That's it, 85, that's it. He sounds like he's older than that. It's a chaval. I think he's a... All right.
He has, I think, like 19 kids or grandkids are in the army.
Yes, he's married into every Hasidus mishpach in the world. That's why now...
That's why now
he quieted down. That's why now, because he can't talk bad about these people anymore, because his own children, his own grandchildren are married to them. So now all of a sudden he became quiet. He won't say now a bad word about Satna. You know why? Because he's married into the family now. All of a sudden. Naturi Karta. But Satna, he doesn't say he's crazy anymore. Because he's married, because one of his grandchildren married a Satna. So he doesn't say that once one of his grandchildren marries someone from anywhere else, all of a sudden he's a naya mensch.
He doesn't want to mess it up.
You got it. Hashem has a sense of humor.
Did you hear the story that they found the soldier's ID card in one of the houses in Azza?
No. I'll tell me after. Let's learn. I'm lazy here. Let's learn a few more minutes. Vayimolei shivas yomim acharei akos Hashem es hayar. Okay, what is it? Vayimolei. It was full. The shivas yomim acharei akos Hashem es hayar. Pasuk chafein Rashi. Rashi says vayimolei minyan shivas yomim shleishav hayar likad muso. 7 full days. Shleishav hayar likad muso shehoisa hamakem mishameshes revi chodesh. Ushloish chalokim hayar meid. Moshe would warn them for 3 weeks. Umash, three portions. Haya meid. Umash Rebbechem would testify and warn them. So Moshe Rabbeinu was busy warning them for 3 weeks. And on the fourth week, the Makkah went for this is a very important Rashi. Because this Rashi, you make a calculation of how long it took all the Makkah. There are 10 Makkahs. That means it's 10 months. Is it 10 months? How does all this work? I have to make the calculation. Minyan shivas yamim. Shleishava yelum kadmu. So shahoisa ma'amakeh mishameshes revi'echot. The market was 1 week. But the warning was, shleishach lakum ha yimeid u'mashavam. That means that if there were 10 makos, makas b'choiris wasn't a week. Maybe it was. Maybe you will suggest that makas b'choiris was a week. The Makkah began Chatzos Laila, and it ended by he b'shalach parayes of Lenachem lo kimder, and then they came to Kriyas Yamsuf. Maybe you can say, is that the pshat? Okay, we're getting now a new insight. Every Makkah took was 1 week. How could it be 1 week? What about Makkah Bukhairis? Did a Makkah Bukhairis only take a moment? Chatzos HaLaila? So it's not a coincidence that Pesach is 7 days. And on the seventh day, it was Makkah, on the seventh day, there was Kriyas Yamsuf. Shevihi Shel Pesach. So in other words, Kriyas Yamsuf, if you want to darshan, extrapolate, was the Gemar of Makkas Bukhairis. We like to say that Makkas Bukhairis and Kriyas Yamsuf have nothing in common. Nothing in common. There is 10 Makkos, and after the 10 Makkos comes Kriyas Yamsuf. Is that correct? Or maybe no. Maybe since each of the Makkos took 1 month, and for 3 weeks Moshe warned, and then for 1 week was the execution of that Makkah. So that means that Makkas Bukhairis, which took place exactly 7 days, there's a 7 day basic span between the two, it's one long continuous Makkah. The Bukhairim died, that triggered a reaction of the Egyptians, get out of here, and then they changed their mind, they chased after them, and the end was they all were dead in the Yam. Okay, that's a Chiddush. Isn't that what Rashi is saying? Okay, another thing over here that I want to point out is what happened here. Miktsas hayoyim kikuloi. It says vayimalei. Vayimalei is mashma. It was a full week. Why a full week? Why don't we say, why didn't Hashem give them a break? That already on the seventh day, after davening, after shachris, then the water should turn back, the blood should turn back into water. It says no. The makkah was good to the last drop. Like Maxwell House, good to the last drop of water. The water remained blood for seven, vayimale, 7 full days. No respite. Why not? A mixed yam kekuloi. Takasha, I know it must be that the rishus, the wickedness of the Egyptians was so great, they didn't deserve it. They didn't deserve they should get a break. By Avelos, you get a break. Okay, different halachos, mixing kekuloi. Where in halacha do we not apply the rule of mixing kekuloi in halacha? And we learn from a guy. Sheva brachos. Why don't you say that on the seventh day of marriage, after davening is over, you get up? Mayor, you like that? Okay, a man gets married. He gets married. So you spend, you have to be with your wife for 7 days. You have to rejoice for 7 days. You have sheva brachos. So on the seventh day of the world from the gerent, after shachris, you come home from davening, and you say, oh, it's time to get out of here. You get up, right? Just like by Avelus. No. The wife says, you don't go nowhere. You're going to stay home until the evening, until the very last moment of the day. There's no din of Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi in the celebration of marriage. How do you know that? Because it's from Lavan. Yaakov Avinu, he married Leah. And then he said, "My, this is the wrong girl." Okay, you know what? Finish the Sheva Brachos, and then I'll give you Rachel. Male Shavuazos. Male. Finish the Sheva Brachos to the very last moment. Male. And then, so from that we learn that when it comes to Sheva Brachos, there is no din of Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi. Here it says, Vayimolei Shivas Yomim. Same thing. The Mak of Dam was good to the last drop. No Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi. Okay, what does the Targum say, Pasuk Chafei? Ushalimu Shiva Yoimin Bosar Dimcho Hashem Yos Nahara. It was completed 7 days from the time that Hashem smote. Dimcho Hashem Yos Nahara smote the river. Okay, now what is over here in the Targum? Pasuk Chafei in the Targum, in the commentator, Ushlimu Kiilu Lashon Hakasuv Vayimalu Loi Targum Bishtalimu. Okay, the Lo Kibir Rashi. Oh, the Loi Kibir Rashi Perish Minyan Tol Shul Shavas Yamim Vayimalu Lashon Rabim Loi Kibir Rambam Perish Milu Vayimalu Chazers Al Chafir Al Chafir Samitzrim Musir Sayor. Okay, so we're getting over here into some really heavy duty stuff. So over here, it appears that there's a very big disagreement among the commentators as to what is the precise translation or the subject of the word vayimoleh. According to Rashi, vayimoleh, he says, is minyan shivas yamin. The word vayimoleh is, it was finished the next two words, shivas yamin. According to Unkelus, ushlimu, it's like vayim le'u, deloy karashi minyan shivas yamin, loy karamban, vayimoleh chazeres. So what does it mean vayimlu? Vayimlu? What is he saying over vayimlu? Ki loshon katov v'loy tegev ashtalim u'mnei she'en loshon spol vayimlu shivas yomim. I don't know what he means to say. He's saying there's a machlokes here. Ushlimu. The Targum says over here, or let's see, chaf hey, ushlimu shiva yomim. It was complete 7 days. Bosar dimcha. It was complete 7 days. Rashi says, "Vayimolei minyan shivas yamim." Okay, so I don't know. Maybe you could, there's something very interesting going on over here in the Ma'atzar. He's saying over here that the reason why Rashi made the comment, like we always do, Rashi is coming to disagree with the Targum. Rashi adds in one word, "Vayimolei minyan," the number shivas yamim. Targum says, Ushalimu Shiva Yoimin. So you know what? You know what I want to say now? That the naftamina is Miksa Sayem Kukula. Maybe that's the naftamina. According to Rashi, the only thing we want to complete is a number. So once you get to day number 7, the number is complete. Today is day number 7. Miksas Hayoim Kikula. Early in the morning, the blood turned back into water. According to the Targum, he says, Ushalimu Shiva Yemen. He doesn't say the word minyan. He says that the days were complete, which means the whole day, every last moment of the day. May you hear? Machloikis, Rash, and Unkelus, it's imposing. Was there a din of Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi by the Make of Dam? From Rashi, it's Mashma. Yeah. All you need is a number. It's day number 7. We're done. Oh, but the day's not over yet. I don't care the day's not over yet. It's day number 7. Mizim Kukuloi. Targum leaves out that word. It's Ushlimu. There's a Shlemus in the 7 days. To the very, very last moment. Okay, now according to the Ramban says, Vayimolei Shivas Yomim Vayimolei. He learns, I don't understand what he said. He's saying something different. Vayimolei goes back on the previous pasuk. Vayimolei is not, we're not counting time where they're suffering. We're counting how many days they dug. Vayimolei shivas yamim. I don't understand the nafkamina. They dug for 7 days. Maybe that's part of the question. How many days did they dig for? Do they need to dig 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, or do they need to dig for 7 days? So he seems to be saying, the Ramban is, they dug for 7 days. According to Rashi and according to Unkelus, we don't know how many days they dug for. Maybe they dug for 1 day, that was enough. Maybe they dug for 2 days. They saw there's no water, there is water. According to Ramban, Vayimolei means they dug for a full 7 days. Okay, there's a lot of chidushim over here. All right, we're going to stop over here. Thank you for coming very much. Shabbat with me. Have a wonderful night. We learned some chidushim over here. It's very good. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Zaygazon, good night. Good night. Zaygazon.
Hello?
Yeah. What's the story?
Herbert Brian.
Yeah.
So the soldiers were going through one house, and they found a Israeli soldier's ID card, driver's license, etc.
Okay.
It seems in 2014, these guys were being were leaving Gaza. There was a fight. They were leaving, and just as they were leaving, a rockets were shot at them. So they quickly, four guys were hurt, two guys were fine, but they ran all off. And when one of the guys was checked out in the hospital, you know, they couldn't find his paperwork. And the Hamas said, we kidnapped this guy, but he was alive. This is a grandson of, the oldest grandson of Rabbi Kefet.
Is he alive?
Yeah, so now when they found it in the war, they found his paperwork, they made a whole ceremony where they gave him back his paperwork. But he had replaced it already.